In Saudi Arabia, authorities are trying to head off growing calls for further protests. The Interior Ministry has issued a warning that demonstrations are illegal, and top clerics condemn the calls for protests as un-Islamic. Those calls are coming from the eastern part of Saudi Arabia, a region dominated by the Shia minority. The world's Laura Lynch reports on what fuels the minority's discontent.
The low-slung white brick building on a side street in the city of Safwat doesn't have a showy sign or a fancy paint job or any other hint of just what's going on inside. Ring the buzzer, wait for someone to see your face on the security camera, and only then might you be let inside. It's a beauty salon, a sanctuary for Saudi women, complete with manicures, massages, and hairstyling. The clients here are almost all Shia women, and they can all tell the tales of what they describe as discrimination. 19-year-old Amjad Al-Mulla graduated last year from a school where every teacher was a Sunni Muslim. As her toenails are painted pink, Al-Mulla talks of her pride in being a Shiite. But in school, she was only taught Sunni religious theories and rituals, she says. It's the same in every girls' school in the eastern province of Saudi Arabia. No Shiite teachers, no Shiite lessons. Nadima Assad's children have heard the taunts of Sunnis deriding their faith. She tries to teach them to respond with tolerance.
They told me, Mom, they didn't respect our beliefs. Okay, I told him, but you are a good boy and a good girl. You can respect the other idea.
Human rights reports have documented the problems over the years. Shia students complain of hostility from Sunni teachers. When they graduate, it's almost impossible to get jobs in the police force or the military. And though it has improved, there are still obstacles to the full and open observance of their faith. So for many, it's no surprise to see protests, albeit small ones, spring up in the Shia East.
The security forces will act to prevent, actually, any attempt to demonstrate.
General Mansour al-Turki speaks for the Interior Ministry in Riyadh. With worries that demonstrations in the region last week may spread across the country, al-Turki says it's time to send a message. Protests are illegal.
We had to remind people because we have seen people demonstrating in the eastern province, and we have hear a lot of talkings about people planning to demonstrate for different reasons. Therefore, we thought it's important to remind those forgetting the rules.
Some of those who forgot the rules last week have been arrested for calling for the release of long-held prisoners. Al-Turki calls those prisoners terrorists and claims the demonstrators are being provoked by foreigners.
They have been influenced by what is happening, like in Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and Bahrain and Yemen and Iraq, for example, that go and do like others. This is the only way you can get their rights. They have their rights.
But Shia activists like writer Yusuf Mackey say that's just not true. They don't have their rights. Mackey wants to see Shiites have more of a say in the running of the country. And right now, Mackey says, is the best time to go to the streets to press for that.
We have to rally for our right, and we are not going to destroy anything. We are not going to do any harm for our country. All what we require, all what we need, this demand to be considered.
At the salon, Nadima Assad says when Sunnis recently asked her why Shia are protesting, she told them it was their duty to demonstrate for their rights. That's when someone pulled her aside.
My friend told me, don't speak like that because there's a lot of spy here. I told her, where? Where is he?
Assad's carefree laughter suggests there's room for dissent in today's Saudi Arabia. There's word of new talks between Shia representatives and the governor of the eastern province. And a Shiite cleric arrested last week has been released. It may be an effort to diffuse tension ahead of Friday when there are calls for what's being labeled as a Saudi day of rage. But the other warnings of crackdowns show there's a limit to what Saudi Arabia is willing to tolerate. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in Safwa, Saudi Arabia.
You can see Laura's reports from Saudi Arabia as well as her blog post on how to read between the lines in Riyadh at theworld.org.